Before you start that new talking stage, just know this: Audacity is trending now, and content creators are gone. You might just be a story for the TL. Did I ruin it for you? I'm sorry. Mama! Welcome, everybody. It is time again. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, it is. No, it is. No, it's true. No, we're back. Welcome, everybody, to another exciting episode of the Sincerely Crowd podcast. Guys, do not mind me. We're back again for another exciting episode of the people's favorite podcast. You know what it is. They know what it is. Can you say what it is? Welcome to Sincerely Accra. My name is Joseph N.T. I'm going to be your host. And listen, I got to give a quick shout out to Kwame Asante Ofori, my co-creator and producer for the last 8 years. Yeah, if you're new on this podcast, this is an eight-year-old, okay? Listen. Oh, yes, we survived the terrible twos, the teeth and fours. We are here. Wait, I feel like baby's teeth earlier than 4 years old. That was very, anyway, you can tell yeah. Yeah, and I also want to give a quick shout out to the Gold Coast Report. That's the GCR Network, baby. The number one podcast hosting network in the whole Ghana. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. What's everybody doing? What's everybody on? Okay, most of you listen to this either on your way to work or at work. So it is fair to assume that most of you are at work or on a commute, whether to or fro. Which one is better? Is it better to listen on your way to work or on your way back from work? You know, engage us in the TL, let us know. But anyway, this is another new episode, guys. So we need to just get into it. We're going to first start with what is becoming everybody's segments now, because we get a lot of feedback on this segment. What is trending? So let's just get into it.
Past this, many man only come second. I didn't move sure, no guessing. Invested, oh, I'm gonna run fast, I'm gonna run past this. Many man only come second. I didn't move sure, no guessing. Invested, oh, I'm gonna run fast when you let me go.
What you want?
Cause you
say,
let me go. When I'm on my own,
I'm safe.
All of my fears,
you let me go.
What you want?
Cause you call me go. When I'm on my own.
In my soul, oh baby, me I promise you already we know, and we ready for
all right. So this week at the top of what's trending, Sarkodie's Rapaholic concert and the Stonebwoy aftermath. Guys, so if you are a Ghanaian, you know, you should know about Sarkodie, and you should know the Sarkodie does his Rapaholic concert every year. Honestly, I thought the Rapaholic concert was typically done in December. So I had heard that he was going to do it in Kumasi early on. And I was like, oh, okay, well, let's see what that does. Because, you know, in December, there's a lot of traffic here in Accra. So if he was going to take it out, I felt like, oh, yeah, you know, cool way to like kind of like stretch it out, you know. And then come to find out, it was going to be held on the 27th of September. And I was like, is it just me, or is this concert not supposed to be in December? But anyway, yeah, it happened in 27th September at the Babayara Sports Stadium in Kumasi. What has been interesting has been the pre-production of all of this, like the media run, the promo, the press, the rollout. Yes, it's been very interesting. The conversation about homecoming came up. I saw a lot of people question, oh, if you're a Tema boy, then why is this homecoming? People explaining. Then the conversation about whether he was filling the stadium or not, you know, just a lot of conversation. And I saw he did a sit down with Sewa. I'm here. And, you know, he was going on and talking about, there was a story that he told, a friend of mine told me this, that's what made me even find out about the video. He told a story about going shopping with, who's this Ghanaian? Oh, this light-skinned boy, Memphis Depay and Dembele, I think, right? He's the one that won the Balloon of Gold. Isn't that what it is? Ballon d'Or? Anyway. Yeah, he went shopping with them. And you know footballers make money. Guys, like, footballers have a lot of money. And it comes, like, offing in huge sums. And so he went shopping with these guys. And he was talking about how, like, they were just buying stuff. And he, like, he couldn't buy stuff. He didn't have money. And my friend was saying that, oh, Charlie, like, Ghana's biggest rapper. Why would he say this in an interview? Like, yawa, like, what's this? And I'm like, because it's true. Soccer don't make Memphis to pay money. It's like, people keep forgetting, Soccer is an independent artist. He doesn't have any label push. He's doing all of this shit on his own. He and his team. Like, it's crazy. But, like, he doesn't have it. And I also feel that Sarkodie is in a new era where he's trying to be relatable. I don't know if you guys have realized, Sarkodie is in his relatability era. Think about it. A couple of years ago, Sarkodie was giving you those big ass shades. You don't see his eyes, so you don't have a personal connection with him. You just love the music. He's always straight faced, you know. He wasn't giving you a lot of, like, this man posted a video of himself crip walking. And I was like, what? The steez that he, like, you know, I feel like he's in a relatability era. And it's very interesting because what it does is, like, it gives us a fresh experience of the artist. We've experienced them a certain way. And now, like, he's out here, you know, like, crying on stage and everything, being felt like, that is so new to me, but, you know, cool. Yeah, so in his conversation, yeah, I think he was saying something about, like, when he goes to, like, some of these red carpets outside Ghana, the Nigerians media have a heavy presence. Like, there's a lot of, because if you're on the red carpet, the American media doesn't know you. So nobody's, like, walking up to you with cameras and microphones. But if you have African people who know who you are, they're going to move to you. They're going to talk to you and stuff like that. And he sees a lot of Nigerians getting that from the Nigeria media team. And he was, like, talking about how, like, oh, we really need to have something like that for the Ghanaians. Because if you don't see your fellow Ghanaians on the carpet, it's kind of, like, lonely and everything. And for me, I was just, the first thing that came to me as I was watching it was, like, what role do artists play in actually helping the media platforms here rise to the platforms where they can actually get flown out on deals and stuff to cover this from the Ghanaian perspective for a global audience? Think about it. You know how difficult it is to get artists to come on, like, podcasts and stuff like that? It's very difficult. You know, a lot of people, even local interviews, like, forget just podcasts, like, local press, you know, our artists somehow have it in their head that, you know, save for maybe Abeku Santana, Andy Dusty, like, if they call them, they will go. Like, you know, that's good numbers, I guess. It's like, they take pride, they'll travel, they'll go to, like, the UK and go and be on, like, number 52 show, like a show that's not, like, really, like, you know what I mean? Like, anything over there seems more appealing. And so they're not very accessible. There's a lot of gatekeeping. When they do, they are, like, listening sessions and whatever, you know, they don't really think a lot about new media beyond, influencers and bloggers coming to cover their events, because, you know, they will talk about it and that's it. You need to have these media people outside of, because the way Ghanaian bloggers work, they don't really have a lot of interaction. Maybe, what's that guy's name? Oh, that guy that was in the sky, Felix, Zion Felix, like, he would do interviews and stuff, but I don't see him, like, go to, he does interviews, I guess, but you know what I mean? Like, what kind of opportunities are you granting the media, you know, to kind of, like, rise to this level? And we need to really, like, interrogate that, because in Lagos, it's different. There's Zikoko doing, like, we know we have Pauls here and everything, but I guess, yeah, they really respect Paul, so they'll go to some of these things, but it's not something that's easy to achieve. And so I just feel like sometimes y'all like to talk for talking's sake, but anyway, you know, but yeah, it's not a bad aspiration to have. It's necessary. So I just hope that, you know, he puts in the work to contribute to what that could be. You know what I mean? But anyway, yeah, I just want to talk about that interview. So the Babayara Sports Stadium in Kumasi has a capacity of, like, 40,528 people. 40,528 people. I Googled it, yeah. When the videos came out, Sarkodie did, like, the subsection, like, the dome, like, the curved parts. You know what I mean? He didn't touch the grass, I think. And a lot of people, you know, one thing about the internet, though, like, it's always going to be something. You know what I mean? People are trying to discredit the whole thing, saying that, oh, he didn't fill the whole stadium. It's just a corner, you know? I think they said he sold about 10,000 tickets. There were 10,000 people there. And I just feel like whatever seating he made available was full. And for me, that is great. Like, I don't know why we always, the pull him down is a lot. But yeah, just a general, he had 100 CDs regular ticket prices, 300 CDs for VIP, and 500 CDs for VVIP. Now, I don't know if this VVIP or VIP is the one that comes to tables, because when I went on the website, guys, there's a, yes, there's a Rapaholic website. I went on a website, they had like a thing, and then you see the ticket prices, and then they had like a seating chart to show you where the tables are. I kept clicking table, hoping to see that like maybe it will open a different price, but I wasn't seeing it. So I'm guessing that maybe the 500 VVIP come to tables, and the tables are supposed to be in the front. And from what I've seen and heard on social media, the people that bought tables, they were not pleased. Like, you know, the concept of tables in this country at concerts is done so poorly, because one thing they always, you see, a table requires sitting down, and these concerts have standing general pop. So if you're going to put VIP and they're supposed to sit down, the people that stand are going to stand in front of them. They're not going to see. So unless your VIP is like a backstage where you have a screen and it's like a tent, you know, like they did at Global Festival. Baby, there was a whole tent with AC and screens everywhere. You could just sit down lush and watch the stage, you know. But I came out for the important performances. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, what are we doing? Why are we like, they have to be elevated. Mind you, let me tell you this story, but the very first Dirty Rave, oh my God, I think it was 2017 or something. They did it right. So they have the VIP sections on the left and right on raised platforms. So we were above the general population and we could have direct access to the stage without anybody standing in front of us, you know. But girl, the ones that we were on, the side that we're on, it fell. It broke in. We literally collapsed with the whole thing. I have a video of it somewhere in my iClouds, whatever. Yes. And the crazy thing, my friend Niapa was holding the, me, Niapa, we saved like 2 bottles because we had bottles on the table, man. Bottles out of bottles. Listen. And we, like, it's crazy. So Mr. Easy actually, compensated us by giving us tickets to Aura Cabana, I think, which was like a private party he had the next day. Bitch, and let me tell you, my friend Annette twisted her ankle. I think back then we didn't know that we could like try and get some money out of these people, but we got free tickets to Aura whatever, and she couldn't make it, but we went. And it was like, oh, it was a time. I have a video of the Easy in my Snap memories from that night. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, that's just what I think, you know, tables, whatever. But that aside, oh, the show looked so spectacular. One thing, it rained, guys. The show was supposed to start at 7 p.m. It rained well into midnight. It just wouldn't stop raining. And it's so crazy because it's like, it's beyond your control. And the people were there, they turned up. One thing I'm going to say though, every video that I saw of the guys in the rain, you know, the DJ was playing, they were turned up. They were lit. There's been like this video of this girl and her friend in a green dress. Like they were dancing. I saw one of these topless guys, he was standing with the guy. Like people were just like really dancing. And this is the thing. I really like people like that. Like, let's say you commit to go and do a thing, right? Like, we're going out, we're going to have fun, and then it rains. And then I hate people who are like, oh, it's raining. Let's go home. What's up? Like, bitch, copy the fucking DM. Seize the motherfucking day. Like, I like, commit to it. So I really like that. Like, they're out here, it's raining. We can't do nothing about it. We paid. So if they're playing these jams, we're going to dance. You know what I mean? We're not going to whine and whine, because you can obviously see that the show hasn't started because of the rain. It's not because the nigga's not ready. You know what I mean? So shout out to all of y'all that have fun. Sakodia had a great lineup. It's so crazy. He had Kwaku Smoke. He had Beast Trap, Kutum, you know? He had Kofi Kinata. He had Donzi. Y'all know Donzi, right? Y'all know Donzi, whatever. If yeah, which by the way, I just want to say, I like how, like, Sakodia really does like the eras with his rap albums and stuff. He like really gives you concepts. But baby, there is no reason why we don't have a joint EP, at least, if y'all don't want to be serious and do an album. A joint EP, if you're in Sakodia, give us 6 songs, just 6, 1 music video. That's all we ask of you. I know y'all can do it. Stop playing. Anyway, Olive the Boy was there. Last Mid was there. Medical was there. I don't know how Sakodia did it, but he had Obrafo there. And that was a moment where Sakodia was crying. Like, there's a video where Obrafo was performing and then, like, they were filming Sakodia. He was just in tears. And I'm guessing, like, Obrafo is one of, like, his inspirations, legends that he looks up to, girl. Oh, my God. And so I get it. I feel like, you know, just looking back on the hustles, like, how far I've come. I used to listen to this guy. I look up to him. Now I am somebody that can afford to get him up here. Like, I'm sure he was going through it. Or he was just like playing into his relatability thing that I'm telling you guys about. Cause like, I don't know. Maybe I don't like pay attention to him enough, but like I have never been privy to this kind or this side of Sarkodie. He's always like, you know, very like shades, straight faced. You know, if you're gonna see him smile, it's gonna be at a sponsored event and he's getting paid. He don't smile, you know what I mean? Like anyway, no. I love it. The lineup was crazy. And then of course, Shatta Wale, which by the way, I have a theory, guys. Listen, I think that Shatta Wale and Sarkodie's beef is purely marketing. I swear to God. I tell you, these guys are friends. They're texting each other and they keep it going. Just because like, if they become friends, what next? You know what I mean? I know people say collaborate, come together and go and do a show outside and everything. That's cool. But like, it adds to it. I think it is purely manufactured for marketing. But you know what I think is real? That Shatta Wale and Stoneboy one. I know it's real as fuck. I know it's real. It's real down. I'm telling you. That one is real. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, he had Shatta Wale out there as well. It was very interesting. I mean, a cameraman fell down trying to film Shatta Wale. Shatta Wale put the mic in his pants and, you know, gesture. Listen, it was a lot. But it was fun. And it seemed like a good time. The only people that complained were people who bought tables, because that was not a good decision. But it was a good time and everybody pulled up. You know what I mean? All I know is he brought business to the city of Kumasi. The number of hotels, motels, Airbnbs, food vendors, makeup artists. I mean, usually people fly these people in, but anyway, because there were a lot of celebrities there and I just know they brought a lot of business. And so, kudos to Sarkodie. This was great. And I'm wondering, is he going to do one in December? I don't know. I haven't really like paid attention to the conversation past it. I mean, except the one about Stoneboy, which I'm going to share. But yeah, I did see he did an interview after. Well, he did a post where he was thanking everybody. You know, he was very emotional. And then I saw him do an interview where he was saying that Jackie was supposed to perform, but like it was crazy backstage. There were like some, the lineup, there were things that were going on that were beyond his control, but like, oh, missed opportunity. Because, you know, Jackie has a new album out after Midnight. It would have been great to perform some of the songs. I don't think they have a song together, but anyway, it would have been great promo. Now, by the way, before I talk about the Stoneboy thing, Shatta Wale has submitted his song Street Crown to the Grammy Awards for Best African Music Performance. And listen, they wrote back to him and they said his submission has been accepted and he posted about it. So kudos to you. I didn't know about this song. I went and I Googled it and I listened to it. I YouTubed it and I listened to it. And I watched the video and I can see why they submitted it to the Grammys. I think that this has intentional production. It seems very zhuzhed up for like global consumption. So you know what I mean? It's not your typical, I can tell that there's a difference in the production and, hey, all the best, you know, just know that if Shatta Wale wins a Grammy, we'll not be able to sleep in this Accra for at least 3 business months. I am telling you people for a fact. Y'all saw how they pulled up at the Yoko? Play around and find out. Anyway, look, when the whole Sarkodie thing went down, Stoneboy, he did a little tweet. He came to tweet about the whole, so he posted a video from one of his concerts that he did. I think he did his at Accra Sports Stadium, I think. Or was it a Babayara? I have to check that. But Stoneboy did a show, I think last year or a year ago. Let me do a quick Google. When did Stoneboy fill the stadium? Girl, let me tell you something about the internet these days. You just have to write something crazy. Yeah. It was Accra Sports Stadium, December 2022, 40,000 capacity. Babayara is 40,528. Yeah, he filled it. So in the wake of the success, everybody's like saying Sarkodie has done well. Stoneboy posted a video from that concert where the whole stadium was full. Because mind you, Sarkodie only got like a Pringle chip. One half of a Pringle chip. Yeah, that part. But it's like 10,000 people, girl. It's still tea. But Stoneboy posted his video and he said, I just deconcentrate. I win, I celebrate. I've been around. Announcements loading, torture season, hashtag. And everybody has been on his ass. Everybody's calling him all types of names about bitter envy. And you know, it's just cause like, he has like this pattern of behavior where like, he kind of brings himself up in a lot of various moments where it's like somebody else is being propped up. You know what I mean? Like that is the observation that people are making on Twitter. That's like, oh, when somebody does this, or we're trying to like, it's like, I remember when the Grammy, the article came out on the Grammy influential, whatever in, Hip Life or something, you know, he wasn't included. He made a comment about that. I think even the Molly thing as well, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a lot of things. So people were like trying to say that, but you know what it is? This is what it is. I think that Stone Boy has a team that is, they are intentional about his marketing choices. For whatever formula that look, if you have a master's or you, like, you know, people that like went to school for this shit, there's a term for whatever they're doing. Think about it. With every conversation that he ropes himself into, you are talking about him. You are talking about him. And so when he does something, you're watching. You know what I mean? And that's the thing. Stone Boy already has that pool. Like, whatever Stone Boy does, people pay attention. You know what I mean? So he's just feeding into it and he's just staying there because it's like, listen, that's another thing I keep telling you guys. These artists know it takes more than the music these days. Yes, they need a personality. They need a storyline. They need a character. Yes. And that is why most of these Nigerian artists are like on a level, because they are not afraid to show personality. They will show you their personality when they go to interviews. They're like, you know, we're socialized in this country to be meek and whatever. So celebrities are like, have this thing that's thrust upon them where they have to be humble and do yes and thing and smile. So anybody that's outside of that, Shatawale, medical, they see them as like these degenerates, but they're just being themselves. You know what I mean? So yeah, I just feel like that's what it is with Stone Boy. And we just kind of like, you know, right now people get paid to have moments. So whatever version of the opinion would, you know, so I feel like people do get there. I understand in some cases it's kind of like, okay, not everything needs to be used, but I just see it as marketing. And yeah, it is what it is. So let's just move on. We've covered quite a lot with that one. Oh my goodness. Quite a lot. Okay. Now, I want to shout out Chef Abby's. You know Chef Abby's? She's this girl. Like, she's got a low cut. Right now, she has like a blonde dye or something. But she, you know, she went to Cannes. We shouted out. TikTok took her to Cannes. She was doing videos and stuff. Anyway, she was named as Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential Creators in 2025, y'all. And honestly, I agree. I've been seeing this girl on my Snapchat spotlight for a long time. And I started seeing her on my Twitter. I didn't know who she was, but now I do. I've known of her for at least 2 or 3 years. You know what I mean? So I just want to shout out her on October 16th, which is the World Food Day. She's doing this whole big event. She just started tweeting about it. And all these companies have just started like coming on board and everything. I think it's so cool. So they'll have advantage points. They'll have stands where they'll be giving away free food. And they'll have trucks that will be going to certain communities and just give away free food. So, you know, companies are coming aboard. You know, I see Yango. I saw the people that do Fairway. Girl, you got Fairway sponsoring you? Crazy. So shout out to her. Let me get into this Tiwa Savage, We Are Sorry Tyler thing. So for those of you who don't know, Tiwa has a new album out. It's called This One Is Personal. 15 songs that I'm yet to listen to. I think I've listened to the one. I think, is it 10 a.m. or 3 a.m.? It's one about, you know, a time past midnight. I've forgotten, but I plan to listen to it. I just, you know, I've just really been lost in Cardi B. Before that, I was lost in Swag 1 and 2, because, you know, me and Justin Bieber, we go way back. But yeah, I'm going to get to it. She has this album out, and I just do not understand. You know how I was talking about how, like, you need a POV, you need a personality, you need a storyline. Her team has decided, I guess, that she should be raw, or I don't know what it is. Because I don't know why this entire media run has done nothing but bring embarrassment to Tiwa Savage, and I just don't understand. Because first of all, what was that Joe Budden sit down where you were, what? That was crazy. I just feel like, and I understand, you know, and this is also some light shit that I'm doing here. Like, I understand sharing the story, what? Inspiring people to walk away and all of that. But girl, they could not pay me a Hoti Wasavage to say that I was locked up in a room, hungry for 10 hours. I could not go downstairs and eat because Baba said we are keeping things under wrap at my grown age of 40 something. That story would have never left my lips. Oh, believe you me. Yes. Bitch is 6 feet with that story. Not even my friends will know. What are you talking about? I don't know. And then you go on the Breakfast Club. They ask you about, like, look, let me tell you something. I feel like Celebrities don't even bother to, like, sometimes really get into the groove of the places that they are going to. You should know the vibe of everywhere. And that's one thing I'm going to give to my girl Cardi. You see her, she was on Call Me Daddy. She was on Joe and Jada. She was on... she's been on so many platforms. And you see how she fits every platform. She modifies it because she knows where she's going. She knows what she has to give. You know what I mean? Baby, I don't know what it is. The Breakfast Club is going to try for a viral moment. And that was the question they asked about the Tyler thing. And I don't know, like, if you've been on social media, you should know this is not the era we are in. The reason why people are coming for you, Tiwa Savage, for apologizing on her behalf was there's really nothing to apologize for. She is South African in South Africa. Khaled is, listen, I get it that America is the West and, like, they have this huge presence because they promote themselves the best in terms of, like, movies and everything. But, like, there are worlds and countries and people that exist outside of America. And so this obsession that Americans have with Tyler having to apologize because her not registering their upset over her saying she's colored is coming off as rude and whatever. So, like, I'm sorry. It is not your place. And that's what it is. They dragged her because she went on and said, we are sorry. And Tyler went on that Global Citizen stage. And right before she performed Mr. Media, which, by the way, that whole song is about how the media has been trying her, telling stories about her, writing wrong narratives. That whole song is about that. Some people were even saying that the song was about Joe Budden. But anyway, because, you know, Joe Budden talked about her. Right at the beginning of that song, she says, sorry, I'm not sorry. Yeah, she said it. She's not sorry, you know? I don't know. I just feel like the things she's talking about, revealing. I saw she went to some radio station in Nigeria and they did, like, you know, the Jihad show. They have the hallway entrance that they do where the staff gathers, lines up, you know, the radio station did the same thing for Tiwa Savage. And I don't know, but, like, I was like, y'all could have been a little bit more original, like, find some other way to do it. Like, it just... it's like what you ordered, what you know. But anyway, hey, shout out to you. I hope maybe in this case, all press is good press. I don't know, Tiwa. I don't know. But anyway, let's move on to Rhythms and Brunch, Cisco. Oh my God, the hot topics are a lot. There are a lot. Rhythms and Brunch did a Cisco edition. And oh my goodness, now that I'm, like, watching the videos, I was like, why did I not go? I used to be so obsessed with Cisco. The thong song, Unleash the Dragon. Like, I watched there was this documentary I found on Instagram someday on some random account. It wasn't a random account. It was like they told the story of how Cisco made the thong song. And it was really good. But anyway, they had, oh my goodness. He had, one thing I like is that he had backup dancers that he brought with him. Most of the time when we bring artists down here, it's like, they just come and walk up and down the stage. They don't really give you the full performance that they give people, like, elsewhere. SZA didn't do that, by the way. SZA, a Global Citizen, she had choreo. She did well. So I really like that, you know? And one thing I like about the way Social Ghana goes away, the whole marketing, they really, like, create a moment. You know what I mean? I remember there was a billboard that was out with a thong on it, and it says Cisco in Ghana. And, like, this is Ghana, conservative Ghana. People are driving around. It's a huge billboard with a thong. Do you know how crazy that is? It made its way to Twitter. They were talking about it for some time before they made the connection that it was, you know, Cisco. You know, like, see your buddy go. Yeah. Yeah, they were selling thongs with Cisco's face on it, on the page. Look, it was a good time. It was a good time. Shout out to y'all. I saw in one of the videos, Mauli Gabor is, like, in there somewhere. What role are you playing? Is Mauli part of Social Ghana? I will investigate. But yeah, kudos to that. That was a great show. It looked really, really great. They did it at a Polo Courts here in Accra. It was so cute. Like, the drone videos and stuff that I've seen, the content, the way it was done. No, Social Ghana really did. I mean, I don't know if there's, like, a parent company, but, like, Rhythms and Brunch, they know what they're doing. And I was having a conversation with Kwame. I was like, what artist is going to get you to leave your house? And he said Missy Elliott. And I was like, you know what? Actually true. Missy Elliott, Ashanti. If they bring Ashanti, oh my God. Kelly Rowland, you know, ideally they should bring Destiny's Child, but, you know, that Beyonce money. That would be crazy though. Imagine if there was going to be, like, a Destiny's Child comeback and they set it off by coming to do Rhythms and Brunch in Ghana. That would be so wild. Oh my goodness. We need a bigger venue though, by the way. But yeah, shout out to you guys. I want to end on this Cardi and Nicki Minaj thing. So y'all know Cardi's album dropped, Amid the Drama, 7 years after her last album, Invasion of Privacy. That's in 2017. Okay. Now in 2017, Invasion of Privacy gave you 255,000 sales in the first week. And this is crazy to me because this doesn't really happen anywhere else apart from female rap. Like, generally, what matters is how many units of your album you sell at the end of the day. But they've gotten into this whole competition of how much you can sell in the first week, right? And that becomes a standard. It means, like, in the first week, how many people were interested in what you had to say or what you're selling. So Invasion of Privacy did a 255K in 2017, which was really good because usually rap girls don't, apart from Nicki, rap girls don't cross 100. It's very, you know, rare. And Nicki's last album, Pink Friday 2, did 280K. So the conversation was, having been away for 7 years, Cardi's coming back. Her last album did 255. Is she going to clear or is she going to flop? And mind you, the flop is any number that is below the 280 that Nicki did. That's what is going on online, guys. That's what is going on. So Cardi's album comes out, the sales come out, and it's 200K. So she did good because her album is number one. She's the only female rap artist to have first and second album be Billboard Hot 200. Number one. Number one. Plus 18 or 16 of her songs all debuted on the Hot 100 singles chart. So, like, this is a win. But the whole conversation has become a mockery of her by the Barbs because she did not hit 280. You get what I'm trying to say? So now they're calling her flop. And then there's an account called Chart Data that posted that her actual sales was 199.6. And so they started calling her some nimby. Basically something about bots and, like, you know, inflating numbers and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, you know what it is. But yeah, at some point, Nicki Minaj decided to start tweeting the lyrics for Magnet, rewriting her verse, her version of things, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, saying Cardi's run through. She let Trey get her pregnant. Like, all sorts of things, you know? And the girls were fighting, exchanging words. And the last thing I saw was Cardi called the woman full name out. Okay? Onika Tanya Mirage. And she just told her, look, girl, you need help. You need to go to therapy. Your husband keeps you drugged up so he can use your card. You know what it is. You don't have friends, family, because you've alienated everybody. And that's how your husband likes it, so he can keep spending your money. And I'm going to see you when I see you. But until then, get some help, girl. Go to therapy. Yeah, you know, she bowed out. Nicki has since gone on to continue tweeting. She has asked the Barbs not to listen to her music anymore, so that it doesn't do well. She has asked the Barbs to listen to only her music so that her albums will rise. She has also asked that they boycott any organization that has partnered with Cardi B. So that includes DoorDash. It's just been going on, you know. And this is like the, what, 1100th person Nicki's fighting. I'll tell you this. I grew up loving Nicki Minaj. She was like a breath of fresh air in the rap scene because back then it was heavily male dominated. And there was a gap between like the Eve era. Like, I don't know. There was some gap. And, you know, Nicki did what she needed to do. By her behavior ever since Cardi came in the scene, I just don't get it. You know what I mean? I just can't stand behind it. I don't know. It's not like I want everybody to be Beyonce, but they're just like this obsession with numbers and like fighting everybody that just maybe shares an opinion that is like, you know what I mean? Like, girl, people are allowed to not like you. People are allowed to, you know what I mean? But also, what are you like contributing to that? Anyway, look, I'm not here to judge your character or whatever. I just feel like this shit is crazy. You are literally like, you are talented. Your body of work exists that speaks for you. And even if you've been blackballed or whatever, your fans love you. And it, like, why? You're not going to be number one forever. Onika, I don't want to even do too much. But listen, Amida Drama is still a bop. Every time I listen, it's a new song that I like. I'm currently obsessed with Check Please. Oh my God. I've been feeling like a bad bitch all the goddamn day. If you ain't my bitch, you just a bitch in the goddamn way. You say you die for your respect. Let's find out and see. They say Rebel gives you wings. So does Cardi B. Listen, I love it down. I can't. And I really like On My Back. Cardi previewed this song. I remember one time she did a push. I was like, how y'all liking this vibe for CB2? It was like, I hope that you're... Oh my God, that was shaky. Okay. I hope that you're on your way. crazy about you, can't wait to sit on your face. I really like the song. I've been waiting. So I remember when the album came out, I thought it was Pick Up. I thought the song would be Pick Up because I saw Selena Gomez and I know somebody was singing. That wasn't Cardi. So I thought it was Pick Up. I love Pick Up. I love it. Why can't we pick it up like a business? Drop it, pick it up. Listen, it's me or Little Miss Ugly. Oh my God. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I really love Imaginary Players. I know, like, I feel like I know 80% of the song. I just have to keep listening to it. I can rap it in full. I swear down. I really like Imaginary Players. I like Salute. I like it. I like the flow there. It's very Migos-like. You mean to tell me you would die over a hole that everybody fucking does the end of discussion? Rich like me and a bit cutty pimp and a bit cutty beat. Like, I like it. Salute the real. Yeah, I love it. I love Salute so much. What else do I like? What else do I like? I like a lot. I like Killing You Hoes. Like, I'm Killing You Hoes. I'm Killing You Hoes. Listen, I like that a lot. I like Safe. I like Nice Guy. I feel like a lot of people are not giving Nice Guy love. Like, it's the fish. I'ma tell you how this is gonna go. You're gonna keep blowing my phone. I'm gonna get in decline. Listen, what are you talking about? Ooh, yeah, you got the real rip. Ooh, yeah, you got the bitch. I'm obsessed, Cardi, and I can't wait. I'm going to see you on tour. I'm going to see you guys. Mark it here, guys. But yeah, that's going to be it for what's trending. I hope I covered your topic. If I didn't, text me about it. We'll see what we can do in subsequent episodes. Now, listen, this episode is so much fun. I got to sit down with Fahim and Blay. You guys know them. They're TikTokers. They're content creators, actually. They do all these skits. And I really like their POV because it's very heavy on sarcasm. Which I think a lot of Ghanaians sometimes miss. But I really love them. So, you know, Kwame and I, we talked as usual, you know, in our many, many production meetings, and we agreed we need to get them on. And we've got Fahim and Blay, guys. And it was a great conversation. So y'all just get into it. If you need to take a pee break or something, tell somebody what you're listening to, because somebody has been talking to you. You're pretending that you can't hear them because you're listening to me. But you know that even though I'm talking in your ear, you can still hear the person. You need to pause it now. Take a breather. Yeah. And let's get into it.
Up top, gotta let the beat run through. So lost, but we tryna feel brand new. Shot clock, got one thing to say, that our time is up, but we turning over. Up top, gotta let the beat run through. So lost, but we tryna feel brand new. Shot clock, got one thing to say, that our time is up, but we turning over.
Take it way back, way back, way back, way back, way, way back, way back, way back. Way back, way back, way back. Never did it like this, but I had it going. Take it way back, way back, way back, way back, way. Way back, way back, way back. Way back, way back, way back. Never did it like this, but I had it going.
Okay, now today, the way I see tonight.
Cool, that is a cool producer name. You know?
What? Mm. Which one?
Yeah, Santi Ofori.
Why? What's cool about it?
Such a cool producer name. It's not a CEO name. Kwame Asante Ofori. You know what? He had Festus in there. You know,
you never hear like a pizza or something.
No, pizza. I was thinking like,
or say Kwame despite Kwame Asante Ofori.
You see, yeah. And the initials like KOE.
Wait, so always has to be three names.
Yeah, it gives you like
it's like Kwame in there or some Ofori or something, you know, something in there.
Or like some Fahim, like yeah.
Okay, look, my next guests have just introduced themselves, so we're just gonna jump into it. Honestly, I do not like to do like, oh, they do this and they did that, because I feel like sometimes people do things that they want to be forgotten, and then you go and bring it up and say of this fame. Like, so you have to introduce yourselves.
Mm. Ladies first, so why don't you go?
Shall I leave anything? You are more lady than me, nigga.
Fahim, I thought you were.
Really?
I thought you were a feminist.
If we're getting married, you know that you will be the bride, you know?
Wow.
You ask anybody.
Are you saying I'm the bottom?
Yes, bro.
Wow. Oh. says the one who has his fingernails painted, but that's fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If I start pulling receipts, it's calm.
No, pull the receipts.
Don't worry.
Pull the receipts.
I pray for your girls, calm.
Whoa. Calm. You know, 1-0.
What's going on?
I don't know.
Okay, I don't know what's going on. Introduce yourself. Hurry up, quickly.
So my name is Fahim.
I like that. Good boy. Do what I told.
How long are you planning to keep that up? I just don't know. So that I'll make some adjustments to my questions.
Don't worry.
This one, you catch me. Yeah.
Yeah, Fahim, who are you?
I'm Fahim, also known as Fahim the Dream, also known as Kaswa Spider-Man, also known as the guy that can take your girl.
What's the difference between Fahim the Dream and Kaswa Spider-Man?
Kaswa Spider-Man is my secret identity. Not so secret anymore, since you heard it here first on the Sincerely Accra podcast. I am Kaswa Spider-Man.
Please. You don't even wear a mask in half of those videos. You don't wear a mask. Like, everyone knows it's you.
Did you know it was me?
No, I didn't.
You didn't know it was me.
Okay, so, Blay, who do you tell people that you are?
So I'm Mr. Blay, you know, the DZ. Like a rap name, you know. Yo, what's up, yo, what's up, y'all? This is my name, Mr. Blay. Yo, Big DZ on the street.
You addressed the parts too. You look like you're jumping out of a 2007 music video.
Yo, stream show all platforms, you know.
Big DZ know the work, bro.
Okay, but calm.
Anyway, can I ask you a question about your name? You started doing content. You were like 19, right?
Yeah, chill.
Yeah, and you decided to call yourself Mr. Blay. Like, that's so adult. Like, why?
I don't know. Okay, so when I was a kid, I always had this fascination for like these gentlemanly characters that were like very
really
no. Yeah, I know it's weird. They're like, they were gentlemanly, but like
James Bond.
Yeah, like I used to really like the whole shoot fighter. Like, the guy is very Porsche and was fighting this thing. Uh-huh. Was very, very classy, but I didn't know how to fight, you know. I used to have like a thing for like, I used to admire, like, I want to be like, yeah. If I had a chance, I'll own a lot of shoes, but they're so damn expensive. But yeah, I really like shoes, I can't lie. So,
is that because of James Bond or 50 Shades of Grey?
James Bond, not 50 Shades of Grey. I bet.
Yo, 50 Shades is crazy.
just James Bond and like those, like just even anime too, like those characters are very, very chic, you know, the gentlemanly characters.
What's your favorite anime?
It's very hard, but I'll say One Piece.
Okay.
Hey, plenty.
There's something that's showing and say push your dress up.
Demon Slayer.
Oh, okay. Sell Demon Slayer to me like I'm a 5-year-old and you want me to watch it?
Fiery sword, they cut demons. They kill demons. It's nice. Go and watch it.
Actually, you know what? I said 5-year-old, so I guess
they kill demons.
Oh, right. He did say 5-year-old.
Yeah, it's true. Oh, demons. Okay, no, you said it to me like a 21-year-old.
I don't watch Demon Slayer.
Oh, okay. But you watch anime?
I don't watch anime.
But isn't that anime top?
Yeah, it's a nice top, isn't it?
Okay. It's great. It's great anime. Because purely functional. The visuals are very nice.
All right.
Yeah, and that's how the whole Mr. Blay came about. You know, it was Mr. Blay, like, to... I was going for a gentlemanly character, but I guess... I wouldn't say I'm completely out of that phase. I still like those characters, but I guess Mr. Blay is kind of cool. Because, like, if my name was, you know, Swagalicious something... You know, if I have like, I'm receiving an award and best thing goes Swagalicious Baby. Like,
who is that? Wait, who is that artist whose name has no age? Well, like, I like Lil Bow Wow had to become Bow because he's not Lil, but
I know one. Mm. Abortion, bro. Why are you doing your body abortion? Like, you don't know 4X4.
Who's abortion?
4X4. Bro.
It's true.
Their names were Captain Planet. Abortion, bro. Like, bro, you see that? I wonder who was in the studio and like, was like how I want to name myself Abortion. Was like, yeah, that's it.
Like,
bro,
imagine the presenter, bro, for an award was Pro Choice. Like, bro, like, and this award goes to
a what,
bro? It goes against my belief.
Yeah. Okay,
this award, bro, goes against my belief.
Bro. Listen, I prepared a game for you guys, please. So this game, right? You guys are going to take turns. I'm going to pick the best answer out of your two tries. Your sneaky link just broke up with you, right? Over the phone. What would be your last words to them? Like, your last words.
Sneaky link just broke up.
Yeah. Called you on the phone.
Wait. Okay.
And said, we cannot sneak anymore. What would be the last thing you see? And then you like end the call. Knowing you not talk to her, you not see her again. Anyone can go first. And I'll give you a second try.
Okay.
Just to assess if it's funny or not.
Damn.
Never put a timer or something.
So my sneaky link is like, Fahim, I can't do this anymore. I don't want to be sneaky.
No more.
You're bad.
That's it. You're bad. Oh, okay. That's actually very cunt.
It's actually very what?
Cunt.
Actually very what?
C-U-N-T.
Are you allowed to say that? Is that weird? Like, are you allowed to say that
word? Wait, what kind of show you think this is?
So can I? Fuck! Can I say that? Oh my God! Yo, you can say it too. You can say it too. You can say it too. Hey, yeah, Charlie.
Hi. And I'm casting. I'm casting.
Yes, so. Hey, Charlie. Hey, we go GT. Then hey. We shake, bro. So, Charlie.
Shake. Yo. Hey, I almost took a move.
I swear, but you didn't see the N word though.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your answer? What's your answer, please?
So she says, I don't want to be sneaky anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
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 That's it? Okay, wait. You guys, which one is the bad answer? Your bad and okay. Wait,
I'm supposed to be cunty about it?
No. We just want to know. We're voting. Your bad and okay.
Oh, okay.
Malik.
Wait. So basically, I'm upset. Huh. Blay, I don't want us to sneak anymore. Fine. Your salad was dry.
Your what was Nick, dry?
What?
Salad was dry.
Like, like, it was dry?
No, like actual salad. She was vegan.
Why is your sneaky leak vegan? Like, why?
I don't know.
Hey, what do you have against vegans?
Nothing. Nothing.
Which one is vegan?
Okay, let me get a quick vote. Which one is funnier?
Wait.
Malik, starting with you. You're bad. It was funny to you. Now he's doing too much. Okay, cool. Don't worry. Kofi? You have white humor. You know that.
Damn, he's black as shit.
For him.
Blessing.
Wait. So we do have two for five. For him right now. Two for Blay. First one for Fahim. Listen, Fahim, oh my God. Now I have to be a tiebreaker.
Your bad is crazy.
No, I have to be a tiebreaker and I'm going to go with your bad. Woo! I'm going to go with your bad. I just feel like...
Oh, you can even broke up. Nowhere.
Yeah.
You can give another try. I'll think of something.
Yeah. Anyway, how did you two meet?
We went to the same high school.
Which is what?
Akosumbo International School.
You went to AIS?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why you did that video. I thought you were just cosplaying.
No. Actually,
which house were you in?
Dobson.
You look like you were in house one.
I was in Kote.
You were in Kote?
House four.
Oh, wow.
Why are you saying he looks like it? Because he's wearing red.
Yeah, very aims down.
Or maybe too. He looks
is
like
that why you're wearing yellow because of Dobson?
Wait, I'm sure during this era, house one was the... What house
was it? What was house one?
One.
You in house one?
I was the house prefect. I say 1-1, get out of the lower block.
It's given Queen Elizabeth when London Bridge was falling down.
You should know what's happening to your house during that era. Your house was the worst house.
No, I heard. You had I lost heard.
5 consecutive years.
Yeah, that's because they lost me, and that's fine. Yeah.
Why did you used to do something?
Ames, I was the house prefect. I ran 2x100. I ran 1,500. I did long jump. Yes.
I can tell.
I was very involved and I got people involved. But anyway.
Still the best house, though, I'm saying, though.
You know, Dobson, Dobson, the whole lower block was never, when I was there, parts of it was house one.
Oh, right.
We moved to the...
The GHS block. Now they call it the GHS block now.
They call it, is it GHS block now?
Yeah.
It used to be a Quarter Girls house.
Yes, really? Yes. But why? So
it was a Quarter Girls house, and then they gave it to us. And then it's a lot. Look, AIS was a lot, but let's just move on. So, when you were in AIS, were you guys friends?
Not until like the third year. We weren't really friends in Form 1 and Form 2. But then when we got to Form 3, I was the drama club president.
I was the what? I was the drama club president.
Really?
Is this still the woman who does it?
No. Our matron was Mr. Asari.
Oh, so you didn't meet? I forgot my name.
Nothing about drama, bro.
I swear to God,
that nigga knew nothing about.
No, I forgot. Oh wow! So did you write plays?
Yeah. Nah, like me.
Yeah.
No, me. Me, I was acting in them.
Did you guys still do the drama festival?
Drama festival? No.
I started a drama festival. AIS.
Oh, it's dead.
People didn't continue.
It's dead.
We used to invite like the surrounding schools in Eastern Region and some of the IS schools.
What?
I wrote 2 stage plays. They came
Excuse
to dance.
Me.
Guys, oh, well, I went to see, Mr. Tiria was our headmaster at the time. So I went to see him and then he said, I should write a letter. I did. And then we wrote letters to like,
wow.
I got the idea because I went to St. Mary's and they did a drama fest and they invited us. We went and Nadia Bwari came and I was like, me too, I'll do some. So I invited Lydia Forsen.
Oh, and she's an ISOSA.
Yeah,
well.
She's a, yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Wow, wow. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Mrs. Mainu, yeah, she was our drama patron. She was, she was a very, she was very dramatic.
Wow.
Like, yeah.
Young Gudu.
So were you in the drama club?
Yeah, so I joined like SS3 there.
Which
initially
you joined in form 3. Yeah. You're having a midlife crisis.
I don't lie, in school, man, I would say I was pretty like lost. I was more of just having a lot of things going on in my head. I knew that I was doing science, which I hated. I didn't like doing science.
Did you not choose it yourself?
Story for another day.
Do you know, I still feel like we would have been closer if you were in the general arts class.
Yeah,
like
because the science students were very like stuck up,
and the class he was into. Charlie,
sorry, science students.
The class I was into, they were very stuck.
Let me tell you, the worst class or like the most laid back class was the C class always.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, I mean, we were chill. That one,
between the C class, E
they
class.
Used to fall in trouble all the time. And the B class where I was, were like a good mix.
B class,
yeah.
The B class was the uppity class.
Really?
They're more of like always, like anytime I enter the B, if you go into any class, like during like free periods, everyone is talking. But the B class is the only class when you enter, everyone is studying. Like it's so quiet. So
oh
like,
no, you get like a low hum. During my time, it's like people are talking before learning. Yeah, yeah. C class is just noise. A class is quiet.
Wow.
Yeah.
It never really changes. That's
it. Does, like B class, yeah. Class like, I remember when this guy,
EIS tangents right now. So sorry.
we should donate some money for some, you know, lager. And he came to the B class and they sacked him.
During our times, the C class would do something like that. They will sack. Yeah.
Yo, that's
crazy.
Literally, everyone was quiet. Everyone was quiet. Came up, guys. So I'm coming to, and one girl would say, please leave our class. We don't want that.
Please,
my class is wild. And I was there. Oh my God. I'm just always like in this, either like class going and I'm sleeping. I don't know. I wasn't a great student. So like,
you say you were lost in school. So did you find yourself when you joined the drama club? And what was your first role that you got?
It was a banker. And I literally have one line.
When people were doing modernized plays, we used to do the
classic. I remember I knew that I wanted to do something creative, but I just didn't know what I wanted to do. So when I started doing science, I guess I always try to focus on science, but I was not doing so great at it. So I didn't have time to think about myself and all that. So when I entered the drama club, like ending there, I was like, I'm going to finish. I don't want to kill myself with this bullshit. So I entered the drama club and then the first role they gave me was a banker. I remember that was the play that they were doing like that. The bad boy scene and the fight scene and all that. And the seniors came to hijack
it.
It was supposed to be like a more nice thing with like
were you in the play?
Yeah.
A whole fight scene.
I was a bullied kid.
I mean, okay.
I feel like the people that came to take the big roles were just people that wanted to feel.
Yeah. Also,
the roles were cool.
Yeah.
So they gave us like extra roles.
Who cast you as the person to be bullied?
Oh, at that time, it was the seniors that were about to write and finish.
So they chose.
Yeah, so they chose. And I feel like a lot of them also, they wanted to do, oh, let me just be in it and go. So that's why they took majority.
I think that they chose very perfectly. It looked like someone that can be bullied.
Ouch!
Very
my
easily.
Feelings, Joseph.
Yeah. So at which point did you both decide to put your life, your skill online?
So after drama club, when they left and we started doing like our own things, we messed up a lot. So me and Fahim would talk.
You live in the same neighborhood?
No, not at all.
So you were picking Chocho to go and meet every day?
No, drama club.
We're still high school. Oh, okay.
So like me and Fahim, I was proposing like,
you proposed is crazy. You're a different one. You came up with the idea to.
I suggested an idea of doing. So me personally, I remember I used to really love Vines. So,
Yes.
I'm not just barking, but
you actually look like Kim Back. Is it Batch or Back?
Batch.
A little bit.
I'm black.
I'm lying.
But yeah, I remember I used to really love Vines, and I wanted to do stuff like that because I was like, okay, if you're not doing play, what are we doing as a club?
Yeah.
So I was telling him, let's do like some Vine type of thing. So we used to do like that a bit, and then obviously you did like 3 videos, but we didn't post it. They flopped. Because the people that were in it were it wasn't in it like
it wasn't
me and him.
It wasn't.
You get me?
It was.
We were bonding more because we had
very similar tastes, like
in terms of like,
yeah,
like
humor and like.
So even when we were making like the production for like these, you know, called Dump Pack, it was pretty seamless. Like he put in the same energy I put in. I was like, okay, yeah. I fuck with this guy. I didn't know, you know, he was like that. So after like the three videos and the rest weren't really into it and we stopped. I think we, after high school, I was going to Legon. No, I said, I looked at Chessy. But I was like, Charlie, I don't want to do any of that course that is like a nice clown. Like,
another science.
Yeah, another science, another this. I was like, I don't really want to do that. I told my mom that I don't want to do. So like, okay, fine. What course do you want to do? I'm like, okay, I'm thinking of like international relations, public relations. Because like, I feel like me being interested in acting, my skills and all that, I'm not that bad at like things like broadcasting, journalism. I think that's like a course I could do. But I didn't want to go to school. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, after I like had basic education, I didn't want to go to school to do all the masters and all that. So I was like, fine, cool. So funny enough, when she was going, so I was going to apply for a school outside, right? But she met an old friend that apparently was kind of like the dean of GIJ.
Okay.
So basically, everyone was talking like, oh, my son wants to go do this in relations outside. She's like, oh, let him come to GIJ and do something different. So she came out like, okay,
do
fine.
Do you feel like she sabotaged your future?
I was like, oh, mom, I was going to do this. I was like, just do it. And then if you do it and finish, you can go. Okay, fine. I'll just do the 4 years. Because I mean, shit, GIJ. In my head, I was like, you know, bad. I'm sure it's probably some bad bitches with some blur, you know, and all that. But yeah, I was like, fine. You know, I don't mind. You know, I'll just do it because I feel like I was in a rush.
So what, you have a degree in what?
Bachelor's degree in communication.
Communications, okay. And what's your degree in?
Journalism.
It sounds so adult, no, right? So now.
I feel like God works in mysterious ways. Cause me, I was going to go to Legon, but when I was younger, I always told my parents, I want to be a journalist. Like I just admired people on TV. And my dad used to watch news a lot.
You went to GIJ too?
Yeah, we're in the same room.
So that's actually how
you guys started. Are obsessed with each other.
No. You see, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. God works in mysterious ways.
Okay.
Right. So, I always said I wanted to be a journalist, right, Bebop? And then when I was about to finish, my dad was like, the only journalism school in Ghana is GIJ. I would have liked you to do business admin, but you want to be a journalist. And my dad really liked the whole thing of being on TV and stuff. So he said, okay, I should buy the phones for GIJ. But me too, I was like, GIJ, there's some way. Like, people don't really know it's like that. You know, high school,
what is the subway?
I'm like a 17-year-old that went to EIS. Like, everybody says, oh, I'm going to Leg, I'm going to Tech, I'm going
or
to...
Some school.
Some HSC, or are they go up? You know, and people were writing SATs and Cambridge and things. Like,
the nation's premier journalism institute.
Imagine this. I'm a 17-year-old.
That's how like, you viewed it.
Like, that's how I saw it. Like, I went
because I want to disappear. So, like,
so Charlie, God being so good, my GIJ, the acceptance thing came first.
Uh-huh.
It came before, and my Legon one came late. But then when it came, Charlie, it was looking sweet. Bachelor's degree in journalism, like communication studies into bracket journalism. It's like, Charlie, actually, I go for use this thing. So I just closed mine or any other school. I was like, okay, GIJ, it says. Then something happened, and then we just ended up texting the day of the orientation. Uh-huh. And we went to go and meet each other at the orientation.
And they assigned you to the same room? Or you
think? No, we are like,
so we know each other. But funny enough, he was in journalism. He was doing
public relations.
I think we do similar courses for like...
For 2 years.
And then after that, we split into different classes. So when we both... I didn't... So after like school, me and Fahim weren't like texting. Like it was cool. Like
we're cool.
But right. I wasn't wearing like, oh, how are you doing? Also... So it was so randomly, I forgot something all happened, and he said, oh, he's going to GIJ. And I'm like, ah, I'm also going to GIJ. Like, damn, that was cool. Familiar face, finally, like you, Bob. So we got there, and then we're like, okay, fine, let's get a hostel, because I want to experience the whole, I don't want to come from home. So we got a hostel together, like right next to the school.
Okay.
So that's what we're
living in Cantonments.
No.
So it's a new campus. There's a new campus at Joulu.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we got a hostel at Joulu.
Okay. Right, like close to Fiesta Royale.
Yeah.
So we're roommates.
That's where you guys were shooting your content.
Yeah. So when we got there, funny enough, when we started school, it was halfway through the first semester that we started making videos and we blew up. So it was...
How did you know that you had blown up? Aside the numbers, I want like an in-person realization.
Okay. So, So initially, this is how It was, right? I remember when me and Ifeanyi made the first video, it was called Ghanaian Childhood Games. I remember the first day, I was learning this nigga was making, he was dancing something like.
I wasn't dancing. I was using a sound.
I was like, Charlie, what's gay shit is this? Are you dancing?
Also, like, this was like 2021, right? TikTok had come fresh. There was this notion that like, TikTok there, be women, them at.
But it was only girls you see on that.
Like TikTok there for girls and
sense. Oh, really? Have,
yeah, there was this whole like, oh, I want to download TikTok and sense. Me, I was doing my sound. Oh, me, I love TikTok. Open, I came like, actually, what did they do? No, like, wait, this thing be that. Continue.
And he was like, okay, yeah, this is like, is this whole app thing? Like, so I watched him do, I was like, that's stupid, but I want to try. So I remember he did this video and then I was like, yo, remember that dumb pack thing we did? And he was like, ah, what the fuck, why should we do that? Like, I mean, since you have like a, he had like what, 100 and something followers?
Yeah, like 120
and then, or something. And then like 3 videos out and you follow these some goof. And I was like, I mean, we can redo some funny shit, you know? Yeah. And then he was like, what do we do? And I was like, okay, how about like Ghanaian childhood games? Like, so that was the first video we ever made together.
And that was the first video that blew up.
Yes, our first video that blew up.
That was the first video that blew up. It wasn't the first video we made.
It was the first video we made, funny.
No, it wasn't the first video we made. We had made like 2 prior. But that was the first video that went like crazy.
I don't remember anything outside that video.
We had done, I don't remember the concept.
Probably
right?
When I was doing a sound, I came to just joining.
But that was
a concept video.
Maybe
like,
they were not.
Okay, okay. The first concept, like skits, proper video we did was the childhood games. That one, yeah, it's true.
That was the one we did. And I remember when we did that one, then it blew up. So initially, the fan was like, ah, yo, the video's gone. What do you mean? He's like, oh, look at, they have like 3K likes and stuff. Like, okay, hard. So initially, we didn't think anything of it. Like, okay, just like on TikTok. Then we did a part 2, and then how we knew we blew up was when TV3
posted. Hey, come and see us.
Like, this was our second video. Like, what the fuck?
Come and see us.
TV3 posted a video. Like, our class was like, yo, Charlie, you've seen your video. People were texting us, I've seen your video.
That's crazy.
Even our classmates were sending to a group chat, like, ah, Charlie, that's.
Yes,
I was like, our second video. Like, hey, Charlie, somewhere, I was like, for him. So I didn't have like a page of my own. So I was like, okay, fine, Charlie, for him, let's. Why don't you make, you know.
Really? You didn't have a page on your own?
No, because I didn't know what.
It was my TikTok account.
Ah, wait. So we shot the show before all this.
After.
After, right?
Yeah. Because
I used to see your.
We are on.
That saved something.
Yeah.
It was during that
time. Yeah, because you had an account that I had seen. That's how I.
So the account that I had, no. So after, when the childhood games blew up, I didn't have an account. So I was like, fine. I was saying, I didn't know how the app worked. I was like, fine, let's, you know, change your account to, you know, Fahim and Blee. And Fahim was like, oh, you know, this account had for like 5 years and shit, you know.
Yeah. Like, not for like 5 years. Don't come and jack my swag.
No, it wasn't jack my shit level. It was just like, we're always going to be together. So what happens when like, I go home.
Great foresight.
Or like, uni is only 4 years. So if we finish that, how we go do them? Because there's no guarantee that we're going to quote unquote make it. Also, we're doing it for fun. So it wasn't really like.
Yeah. Nah. So I was like, you guys come, I'll just make an account. So I made an account and I tried doing like 4 videos on my own.
It wasn't working.
So then I remember I was like, fine, let's do like a part 3 and put it on my page so it blows.
Yeah.
That one too. So it's like 5 videos on my page that weren't like going that far.
Part 3 was pushing it.
Yeah. So I remember, so after that, I looked kind of like gave up on doing my own. I was like, I'll just do it on his page and we'll be done with it. Because I was doing it for fun. So I remember I was talking to this one girl. I was escorting her home. Like, she had ordered a ride. So I was escorting her to the Uber. And then while we were going, I think cars were passing on the road, like on the Fiesta Royale stretch.
Yeah.
So there was a truck that came to pass. And like, I was trying to raise her up. You know, we were talking. So I'm this corny ass. And I was like, you know what? Are you a truck? She's like, what the fuck? And I was like, me. I mean, I feel like you'd be my mate for life. it was quite, so like, she laughed so fucking hard. She was like, what the fuck? That's so stupid. It's never working in Ghana though. I'm like, I mean, it's working on you though. I mean, it was. Mm-hmm. So smiling, she left. And I was like, wait a minute. Like, so for some dumb reason, I was like, could this actually work?
The content,
though?
Yes.
Yeah, I was thinking like, could this actually, could pick up line actually work? Like, cause if you tell Yanom, you like, wait, Jimmy and I. So like, you know, actually, you know what? Let me make a video on this. So that day after I saw her off, I went back home. So he was no still.
Yeah. You went home.
So after I saw her back, I took a ride and I went home. And after I took a shower, I was like, that idea though. So I took my phone I was butt naked. Like, that way, I was butt naked.
Oh my God. I remember when you called me.
And I recorded pickup lines you can use in Ghana. That would probably never work, part one. And then I remember that moment, I started, I think, occasionally I have like quick things. So I started looking at things around the room. Are you this? Cause you be this. Are you?
Also, Milo, you came up with more.
On the spot, like that moment. So
and that blew up?
Yeah. So after I posted that, then I went to sleep, right? It was around like 8 PM. I went to sleep. The next morning, I woke up and I saw my shit. Bing, 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 bing. I'm like, oh shit. I was like, oh. I remember. I was like, yo, Fahim. Fahim. I was like, Fahim. You remember when I said we should change your account to my listing? He was like, yeah. I don't need that shit. I'm up now.
I made it, gang.
And I was like, yo.
So remembering these things are making me this thing.
That blew up my account specifically. And I was like, oh yeah. Now we're moving. So I made a part two.
Part three.
Also three. Part
four.
Kept blowing. So while I was doing that, I also realized that, you know what? I also don't want to be known for one thing, because once you start a trend and you stick with the trend, you die with the trend. So I was like, you know what? I'm not going to stick on this lane. There's
so many examples.
Yeah, so many. So I was like, you know what? Let me do other stuff, because I feel like there's much more I can do.
You have like different.
Yeah, so I started doing more skits down the pickup lines. It's like, okay, an occasional thing I slide in there. So I was doing my skits. He was doing his skits. So like when I came back to the hostel, I'll say I have an idea. And then if I have an idea, we'll do it on my page. If he has an idea, we'll do it on his page. So we're just like, us bouncing off each other throughout the whole time. And actually, I owe like most of my, like a handful of growth I have now to Therese. So she's like CEO of Jumbo Spaces. Shout out to Therese.
I know Therese.
Yeah. Oh, she's very difficult, but I don't lie. Like she really put a lot of things in perspective for me. So that made me change a lot of how I make my content. Cause I used to make very edgy, dark humor. Yeah.
I used to pull you back and I was like, yeah.
But I started making it more of this thing, also like trying to balance out the both worlds, and I guess it was cool.
Oh my God, not you doing the humor equivalent of conscious rap.
Real.
Okay, so we got you guys these boards, because we're going to ask questions, you're going to write names down and then review.
I thought we were doing arts and crafts. I drew something, I don't know if
that's cute. We got up in 2 seconds and I wiped that shit off.
Oh, damn. Damn, Joseph.
Okay, so first question I've got for the two of you.
I want to.
No, that's like right there.
It's nice, Tale. Oh, Gustavo.
Mm. Okay. So, who amongst you would you say comes up with the most problematic video ideas?
Problematic?
Yes. You say, let's do some concept. And you know that this thing, when you write, Ghanaian Twitter will cancel you guys.
Cancel? Oh, okay.
Do you have your answer?
Yeah.
Blay, are you ready?
Mm.
All right. 3, 2, 1, reveal.
Nah, it's me.
Problematic.
It's me. Is that one? Bro. Can you tell me one that he said that you were like, nah?
Let me see.
Explain to you. I don't remember.
So we did this one where he'll go around pretending to like he's going to kiss the girl and he'll move. Then he'll kiss the girl and he'll move. We actually posted it too. We actually posted it them times. But now, see, so the concept of the video is he'll go to a girl, move. He'll go to a girl, move.
Oh then, yeah.
Then at the ending, he comes to me. And then we're like, and the video cuts. Do you get it? But we can't do it now. We can't do it now.
Bro.
Wait, what year was this?
Oh, this was 2021.
Like, 2022. I remember we used to do like SaaS content, but you see.
Yeah, we used to do a lot of SaaS.
Like, people that used to follow us, like, they knew. Right?
Yeah, and we had a very small community, so it wasn't like a problem.
Now you're big, because I saw what happened when you met Educator.
Charlie Longo. On X, yo.
Honestly, that morning,
I was laughing because they were only dragging Blade. Then somebody comes, and that's friend too for him. I said, damn.
Of course. Okay, who takes the longest to get to the location before you can actually start shooting? I can actually answer this question.
Answer it, please.
I can answer this question.
Don't you dare write my name, you bastard.
Let's go. Sure.
See,
I like a self-aware kid.
No. You say that, but it's not true.
Why are
you always late for him?
I'm not always late. You see, time is relative. Einstein said time is relative. Maybe all of you are just early.
That's some bullshit. Okay, next question. Who laughs the most during takes, ruining the video?
Yeah, it's kind of hard though.
Yeah.
Because I feel like
it's equally.
I think other people laugh. We were professionals.
We really, like if I
did, really,
me and Fahim.
Yeah.
No takes,
nothing. We only laugh after. When it's done. We're like, yeah, this
like,
one.
If everything, maybe the angle wasn't right, but when it comes to like, oh, we've done.
Okay, so then who in the group laughs all the time?
The group.
Zan, definitely.
That guy, Zan,
bro. He looks like somebody who laughs.
Zan, yeah. Like, he will cover
Zan, definitely Zan.
I see, okay.
We Stay Real is more than just a slogan. It is a promise. At Fika Tea House, we use fresh ingredients, from farm to straw boba, real fruit to house-made syrups, loose leaf tea, and real milk. No preservatives, no nasties, just pure natural deliciousness in every sip. Besties, we are more than just amazing bubble tea. The Fika Tea House is a place to connect with friends, enjoy your finger-licking snacks, and a serene green space. So immerse yourself in the ultimate bubble tea experience. Open your favorite apps, ride-sharing, or menu finder delivery app, and enter Fika Tea House, F-I-K-A, Tea House, you can spell it, to get directions, order a ride, or have your new favorite bubble tea and snacks delivered straight to you. Fika Tea House. We Stay Real.
Who loves replying to the comment section?
Oh, okay.
Wait, it's a group, right? It's not just me and you.
No. This one is the two of you.
Reply to comments, pa. Like, hate comments or...
Like when like I say... Every time someone complains...
You go reply.
Comments, you go and reply.
Yeah.
Me more. Yeah, okay. Let's go. I'm done.
Sure.
This is guy...
It's bro, it's you.
Okay,
it's
see,
you. Like,
make your case. Uh-huh.
No, see, Blake cannot he can't let anything slide. Initially, and we used to reply to all their comments, right? And so we started getting some one, maybe some hits or maybe some left comments. But me, like, okay, now we both ignore. But Charlie, I first this guy. So, what did they try?
But I actually think bro. It's Blake because you didn't have to come and explain the Educator video. Do you know that?
I did.
I think I saw a tweet. Yes.
You did.
Yes.
A tweet.
Yes. I love it. I was like, that was not necessary.
No. It was, I don't remember. Someone said something.
No, aside that, there was another.
Someone was saying something. See, me personally, the whole replying thing, I remember I was going to troll the whole thing, but I remember like people were asking for my, I feel like because I had a lot of new audiences, right? I was like, let me just tell you, since you are new here, let me tell you what has always been said here. And I just left that tweet there. That was it.
Okay.
And that, the whole reply thing back
disclaimer
and forth,
to my new followers.
Yeah, that's all. So it wasn't like, oh, I'm full on this thing. It was one person, particularly guy that is like, oh, now. Nah. I mean, back then, yes. Okay, probably, yeah. Probably
well,
be me.
Well. Me. Okay. So among the two of you, who secretly thinks he's the Beyonce of the group?
Who do we think secretly thinks
it? No, who? Yes, who secretly like who is walking around thinking like it wasn't for me?
Me also.
Yeah. Charlie, can we show it?
You show me. I don't have any idea.
Let me see.
You see, he's tall. Like the guy, he's tall.
Yes, he's actually very tall.
Pisses me off.
Oh,
because when relax, not any relax. Can. Let me finish. You see, when like people meet me in person alone, it's like, hey, find me at all. But when I'm with Blaze, oh, it's hey, Blaze at all. And I'm like, bruh.
Wait,
and then he
tall?
Gets that kind of like, you know, like some, yeah, I'm not that shit. No, I'm like, fuck you, bro. Like, that, honestly, that's the only basis I'm standing on.
No, okay.
That's the only basis I'm standing
on. Who thinks the Beyonce?
Because you have the main character energy. That's what he's saying.
It's not a bad thing. Sorry, shit. It's not a bad thing.
Me, the whole Beyonce, I don't know what he's talking about, man. It's just that for him, when this boy is outside and we are, okay, maybe I do try to snub because like it's a play thing we do together. So like, wait for him to, okay, so this is the thing, right? People think, oh, Blade probably has more like girls or girls move to Blade. But actually Fahim gets way more female attention. Like,
this is a quick sharp turn. How did we get here?
No, I'm just saying, like, in terms of like when people like approach us, everyone thinks because like I'm the, what do you call it?
So you're trying to say that your height has not even given you an advantage.
No, I'm the dreadhead, I'm the tall, and also, no. It's Fahim. We can be outside, bro. And like everyone's like, oh my god, Fahim, my crush. Fahim, my and I feel like it stems from people thinking because they think
you have girls, they're not available.
No, they think I'm the main character. So they think I'm snobbish.
Oh.
So they probably also like
Because Fahim is more very open and
but
like
But he looks like someone that can be bullied. Yeah. So
Charlie, this Joseph, you're bringing this bullying thing again. Joseph, Charlie, yo, hold my hand. Charlie, Joseph,
I'm just saying.
You like to say hold my hand.
Is your hair locked?
No, it's just
twist. Yeah, it's twist. Okay.
I see. But no, please, we are all very, very good. I just don't talk that much in public like that unless I'm approached.
I see. Okay. Who is most likely to have a secret page and use it to make comments?
Okay, right, I'm big for you. Right, I'm big for you.
Really?
Big for you. Big. Big for you.
Fahim.
Now.
What do you use it for?
No. Like...
Fahim, you know Fahim's problem. My problem was I couldn't let anything slide. His problem was he couldn't let anything slide. I couldn't do anything about it. So his own air, you see a comment, be like, Charlie, see what this guy talk about. What we gotta do? I'm like, bro, clap back. He's like, I don't know, man. I don't.
Then it ruins my whole mood.
He's all sad and shit. I'm like, but,
really?
At some point, I used to go and defend Fahim in his own comments.
Yeah.
I remember back in the
day. Thank you for that. Actually,
let's go find Fahim's own comments, bro.
The comments used to get to you.
Like, oh yeah, come on.
But like, why do you take the comments serious like that?
No, that was our first.
We didn't know how.
As people that do like comedy or like skits and stuff, you're not used to negative comments. If I'm like, you're not used to it because most of the time, most of the people are laughing. So when one person comes with Fahim with the faded jeans, like it's always. Charlie, that front 2.0 guy, bro. I'll never forget you. Second comment, first one be laughing with, second one fine with the faded jeans. I laugh, fine with the faded jeans, bro.
I see. Okay, look, guys. Between the two of you, who is least like their online personality? This could very well be an act that you put off when you go home. So, who is the least like what least you like. Seem like online?
Hey, go hard, bro. I say it's me.
Is you
okay? Yeah. I think I would say it was Blair as well, but then a lot of people don't know him personally. That's the thing. So I feel like because of that, because he is very much like his online personality, but when he's not very,
he's an introvert.
Yeah, he's not an introvert per se. I would say he's introverted, but not like an introvert.
Yeah,
you feel me? Me on the other hand,
because when we filmed the show, you were so quiet.
Really?
Blair will be like walking alone and things. Most of the time that you see him like interacting with the whole group, it's like we have produced them.
Oh, yeah, I'm like, bro.
You are missing me.
And I was very surprised. I was like, this guy is not like his online.
You are missing me.
Fuck off, bro.
You are missing me. Aww.
But yeah.
Say it, Charlie. You are missing me.
I'll say it's me because.
But you are missing me. Say it.
Charlie, fine.
Were you missing me? Yes or no?
I was not.
You are not missing me.
No.
Okay.
Stand on business.
But yeah, I feel like with me, I am a bit introverted-ish. So sometimes, and also I have this thing where I don't want to interact with everybody. I saw
you say in an interview that you have is it GTV? Yeah. That like fame or something was a lot for you.
Well, that's it.
Yes. I saw an interview where you were like, you're dealing with popularity or something. It was you.
I think it was a lot too.
What did you say?
Yeah, the film is okay. I can't.
Is that what you said?
What was the context?
Oh, I don't remember. I need to.
Find it.
I watched it last week.
What did I say? Because all I say is that when it comes to meeting fans, I'm always open to meeting fans. But like when it comes to like interacting, like maybe with like investor like events.
Yeah.
And me personally, I don't really follow like the trends like that. So I don't really know a lot of people in like these spaces.
Yeah, okay.
So when I see someone like, oh, like he's really popular, I'm supposed to know him, but I don't know him. Or maybe I don't find this person interesting. So me personally, when I go to these events, I'm looking at them as people, not as, okay, this is Gisella, this is Amabella.
Yeah.
A lot of collaborations.
Yeah, that's now, because I just recently found out, but I still don't know like a handful of them. I think now because I met them, someone said, oh, this is Endurance. I know Endurance.
That's Amabella, crazy. Blaze is giving like, I'm in the industry, but like, I don't know anybody.
No.
Come on, Mariah. Carry energy.
I'm
come on, Mariah.
I used to think he was joking, but it's like, on countless occasions, I'm like, yo, that'd be this thing. And he was like, I don't know. Or like,
and I'm like, not even trying to be
rude. No, I know. Like, I have a friend like that. Like, actually, we're very small. Our year group, we're 123. And she does, like, constantly, when you talk about somebody, she doesn't know who the person is. So I understand. Some people are just in their own, you know.
Yeah. So that's pretty much it, though.
All right. So based on all of that, who is the best liar?
Is it just the two of us?
Yeah, you can do you guys, and then you can do for the group as well. Yes,
the best liar,
big ghost,
oh, hands down.
Hey. It's true.
Let me rise the it's big true. Ghost,
big ghost.
That guy can't lie.
Because today the conversation I had with him, I know.
Big ghost. See,
hey,
his whole thing in school was lying.
Which one is my camera? This one.
His whole thing was lying.
He they lie. Hey,
big ghost.
Oh no.
He's not here to answer for himself.
He's not here. I didn't say he was half here. By now, like, he would have reached you. By now, he's not here.
I'll be here in 20. If you fall, I see.
All right, guys. So now you're going to help me answer our listener letter. Okay. And then we are finished. Okay. So first, I need a name. Is this a guy or a girl? This is a girl. I need a name.
Wait, a fan letter?
Yeah. No. There's a listener letter. A letter that we get from our listeners where they're going to tell us a problem and we're supposed to give them advice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A listener letter.
If it's health problem, yeah, I can't help you.
No, I'm going to ask you. They don't ask. Well, some of them, they ask a lot of different things here. So.
You want to ask.
Okay. So this is from a girl. What name should we give her? It's anonymous.
Anastasia.
Extravagant Anastasia.
I'm not extravagant. I'm not Adam.
You don't Anastasia. Know that show. You don't know that show.
I know it, but I'm not Adam.
You know the show?
Anas. I don't know the show.
I had an Anas in my GSS class. I remember.
You have everybody in your class.
No, you have stories. Now I understand why you have a podcast.
Let me tell you something. That is great conversational skills. The reason why a lot of people don't have conversations in this country is because they just don't have a great follow-up. And the reason why people always resort to low-hanging fruit comments like, hey, why a KCO is because we don't know how to have small talk.
That's true.
I can never see, you know, hey, who watch you? What are you? What was watching? Why I guess? Yeah. Like, do you know how rude that is?
Hey, I'm eating good.
That's crazy. Anyway, so Anas, she says, I'm very annoyed this afternoon because I overheard some boys talking about girls who pick shuttle and trotro. I overheard some boys talking about girls saying, girls who pick shuttle and trotro give them the ick. Why are young people so fake and pretentious in this country? Everywhere around the world, there are primary means of transport that people use. So why do we always want to act like those who use public transport are inferior? We act like all hands are the same. Instead, saying you know in your face. That girl didn't even try. We act like all hands are the same. We are all students in school and you want to treat people different because they don't own a car. Picking trotro is yawa. Are these rhetorical questions? Shuttle 2 is yawa? What's all this? I'm very annoyed by this thing we do in this country. We all don't have the ability to pick Uber or own a car until we stop trying to pretend to be something we are not. Like, corruption will keep going on because we are always buying pressure for people. She's giving us a whole tease.
Why corruption didn't happen?
She said, how can you laugh as a university student because he or she uses a shuttle? All this shallow thinking is absurd.
There's still more?
If it's not for your parents' money, will you even be able to afford a car, buy fuel, do maintenance? I don't know if these boys listen to this show, but tell them something for me because this is annoying.
Wow.
I'm
like, when you mentioned that, I didn't think it was going
to happen. Nah, bro. I didn't know that. My boy is still going.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Look what the trust. Look what the shuttle dragged in.
Wow.
This is a shame. We even took the chair out.
Oh, Charlie.
But yeah, anyway, Anas wants to know what to do.
Charlie, personally, I feel like.
No, Anas says you should talk to the boys for her.
Talk to the boys. Yeah. We should talk to Anas.
But nigga.
You know they try.
See.
You know they try.
May I tell you boys something?
Cook.
In as much as Charlie, we a boy life, man. Last, Charlie. We ain't got shit, bro. See, the shoe are the way. See
that. Zombie.
Bro.
Charlie. But some babe by our form.
You know,
thank you.
Please focus.
focus.
But Anas, wait, to the boys or Anas?
To the boys.
You know they try.
You don't have car.
If somebody they take Trotsky, how is it your problem? How is it your problem?
Is that how steady, man? Try. Someone take trophy. Is that how it matter?
Ew, Charlie, I'll feel slap on.
No, talk on Stanley.
You know they try.
Okay, bro. Okay, come on.
You know they try. If somebody did take Trusky, how be your problem? Charlie, yo, Charlie,
just do you guys still take Trusky?
Me?
Occasionally.
Honestly, I don't mind it. I'm just too tall. So like sometimes when I'm
challenge you, okay, we know. Oh my god, we know.
The aura farming is killing me.
I'm just too tall. We know. Go for the group inside, no talk.
Oh my god. Wait.
Oh my god.
Which childhood shows did you watch when you were growing up?
All of them.
Really? Is that why you are dressed like the Spy Kids?
I prefer code name Kids Next Door.
Okay, you know what? Fair.
That was a hard one.
Actually,
that
real. Number one.
I'm number one because I'm always on top. Someone's supposed to be like, hala me. Okay, you know what?
This is Johnny testing me.
Ah.
This is a callback to when he said you were bottom.
So, wow.
He's always on top.
Oh, hard one. Anyway, long story short, Anas, honestly, all I'll say is, see, Charlie, don't focus on this thing. You can't take the shadow. Just go home. Like it's you won't die. Like the trust.
Nothing will happen.
I feel like Loki, trust me, the only transport that I feel like Loki is becoming a bit more standardized. Like,
what do you mean?
Like
it's more acceptable.
Yes.
Nobody's laughing at it.
No, because I'm a governor, it become more like
I feel like
has taken it before, like it's some red pill.
Back then, like when you say I'm taking trust, like oh my god, like bro, that's crazy. Like you taking trust, but I feel like looking at it's becoming more. You are
no, but who's like, times you make a like trust you?
Yeah, you say that shit, bro.
Don't you have content in trust keys, well, right?
Yeah,
you haven't done
no.
But trust me, the fire more. This guy he's giving trust himself.
Oh, okay.
He's not here, so don't worry. But yeah, like, if I don't, like, I don't lie, bro. Like,
Charlie, with this wee, son, this wee, 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 yo, Charlie, hey, I dropped my car now, bro. Like, I mean.
Okay, so you drove here?
Okay, so today I took Uber.
Okay.
But that's because my car is in the shop. You feel me? And the last time I took Trusky, someone like, Castle Spider, I jumped for the tin top. So
oh, you're that popular?
Oh, Charlie.
Well, people call you Castle Spider-Man in the street willy-nilly, no gun to their head.
Okay, willy-nilly is crazy. This is one instance. Willy-nilly is crazy, but this is one instance. So.
Well, and if people say, like, if they see you, yeah, my dog! Mad dog.
That's what you get.
Yeah, I get Mad Dog or Mr. Blay. And you know, how you able to tell, this is like sign, how you able to tell if like you've been
yeah, people know you for
people
yeah,
know I you for you.
Know you for a while. Yeah.
If they call you by your name,
yeah. Yeah. If they call you by just the
your title, the character, your characters yeah. is like oh.
It means that okay, yeah. they just follow that particular series and that's
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You just hopped on. But someone said, oh, Mr. Blay. Yeah. But I get more Mr. Blaze. Than like Mad Dog.
Yeah, hopefully.
So like,
is your real name popular? Like, do people know your real name?
Hey, my real name is Blay.
Is it though?
Wait, is that your first name? Like Blay?
It's my middle name.
Oh yeah. So what's your first name?
I'll mention my first name.
Why not?
Is it a Bible name?
You know that.
Hey.
Wait. Oh, okay. I know it.
You know one thing I've always been jealous of.
Bro? I know it.
The Mr. Blay name. Cause me. My government's name is what I've used for everything. So what? I feel like regardless, like I should have had like maybe like a
title name.
Like a title name.
You
or
had
something.
A nickname, Jay Brasco.
Bro, you are the only one who still calls me that.
Wait.
But he still calls me that.
Yeah.
His nickname was Brasco.
But you can just put a Mr. in front of your last name.
Yeah, but like it won't work again. Because people call me Fahim. People don't call me Dumbao.
Oh, hey, even people can start rebrand.
Using. Yeah, but
Jay Brasco.
That was the name,
Jay Brasco.
All right, how'd you guys go about doing your like getting people to do collaborate with you? Like, where'd you get you ask them? Where and DMs?
I mean, like influencer collabs.
Yeah,
influencer like, collabs or like celeb collab. Oh, not like they're not the same, but like
hey, the same. They're
let me know enter that.
But when it comes to collaboration in general, I think for me personally. Because I'm a jumbo, most of them just walk in there.
Oh, and then you ask them.
Do there. Like I don't have all those Ava Berlin videos. Listen, they've never been planned. Like I met her at a place and said, "Let's do something right now." And
do you have like a stock of like content ideas that you know you are like, oh, if I meet people, this is what I ask them. I mean, it comes to you on the spot.
It comes on the spot.
Okay,
what we have. So basically, like
I feel like that's one thing that we have. We're able to like adapt.
Yeah, like, I'm grateful for that.
If like we are in a situation where like we have to do content, we can look at something around and just make something up.
Have you guys ever thought about like conglomerizing what you're doing, like business? Can you, like, break it? No, like having ownership of something, you know, that is kind of like supporting what you're doing. But because I feel like you have a lot of there's a lot of thought put into your content. I can see it. And it's like creative direction, production. Like I can see you guys like running your own production company.
That tangent.
And you're doing Ghanaian adverts in a different way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you're taking us back to Shai Lai Pusha. Yeah. Yo, no, but like I just think
used to be so fun.
Yeah, you know, right? Yeah. They used to tell stories really well. And I feel like because you already do that, it's like, hey, this is my product. Write and shoot commercials to promote it. And you guys get to tell them what to do.
Right. I think
from your POV.
So it's like influencers do that kind of
thing. Yeah, but start a business, own it, buy equipment, you know, don't just buy what's it called, loaded fries, because now you're making money from influencer money. I'm just saying, you're not going to be 21 forever.
Hey, who said we'll be 21? Hey, what's.
Hey, killer.
Oh, wait, how old are you?
That one there doesn't matter.
No, I know you're not 21. I know you're not 21. I know, because you were in uni when we did, that was 2022. Yeah. But I also know that you are not like, past 25. Are you past 25?
What?
Charlie, can we like continue the podcast? Like,
see, you are the one that like brought me back on the age thing.
Okay.
I was gonna pass.
Anyway, Anas is venting about how.
Yes, Anas. So to all the boys that
Anas are still now.
Anas taking Trotsky. You. One day go can you go take the Trotsky.
One day they take
ourselves. Then take ourselves. Why is there a problem if it's a girl that's taking it? Bro, come on, we're feminists.
Did you guys ever use the shuttle when you were in school?
Oh nah.
You had a shuttle in school?
Yeah, we get shuttle.
We
never did. Because our hostel wasn't far from the school.
Oh, you're walking.
And then when we got to level 300, we had cars. So
I think shuttle was cool. I was from the shuttle.
Fahim.
I'm serious. Oh. Sato is like, it's not like a Sato flex or something, but he had his card marker. Like, I'm not even like,
okay, all right, shit. All right, sure.
They were hand me down.
Anyway,
they were hand me downs, move.
Of my course.
Cow,
I see. So, would you say the good outweighs the bad with what you guys are doing?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Of course, definitely. Definitely outweighs the bad.
Definitely.
I don't think there's much bad, is it?
The bad is when people don't pay any, but you know who I'm talking about.
I think it bro, it was crazy.
Bro.
Are you about to spill something you're not supposed to?
No.
Okay.
Actually, the first time we actually ever had, you remember the first gig we got?
Oh yeah, 300 CDs, 150.
What was the company called?
Can we say that?
Can you say it?
Can we say it? Because I don't think they thrived. They ended up.
Like, bro, the company has goo.
Fine.
There's a story required that you say the name.
The lady. No way. Today?
She's still there.
No way, bro.
The lady is still there.
They were going to pay us 300 CDs, 150, 150. They will be excited.
Our first.
And they didn't give it to you?
It didn't end up.
Did you ask her about it?
Bro.
When you saw her?
I asked her. I was like,
is the company
still? It was funny. I didn't know what's here. So she was actually giving out a ticket. I walked in, she was like, Blair, we worked before. I'm like, really?
Oh, she's not shy.
And she was like, oh, so apparently what she told me was the person that was the liaison between the two of us actually scammed her. So she took her money that she was going to give to us. And the guy that was communicating to us told us the short price. He didn't even give us that price. He dipped. So like the whole thing, like, she like fucked up.
Blair,
like,
what if she's lying?
Don't worry.
No, but
benefit of the doubt. You are because
she's cooked this.
Mind you, I didn't see her before. So like she walked up to me.
Yeah.
Like, if you are lying, why would you come and willingly give yourself to the shark?
Because you're a bigger person now, Blake.
Well,
so like, she wants that flex out by association.
Oh, but what about the kids? I mean, I've seen. Don't worry.
Anyway, I don't believe in unsolicited advice, so I won't ask you to give anybody any tips. But what is one thing that you guys want Ghanaians to understand about who you are and what you do? Because I see a lot of people misunderstand you guys online.
I feel like generally Ghanaians, I wish Ghanaians understood sarcasm more. Because like, bro, there are some things that they take way too literally.
Like it's not that deep.
It's not that deep, but
it's not that deep. But I feel like about us, I mean, I'm saying me personally, I don't want to speak for anybody, but do what makes you happy, Charlie. See, like, I know it sounds
okay, Obama.
Like,
Cory Obama.
That's so Oprah Winfrey. Come on. Do what makes you happy.
Let's do what makes you happy.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
Oh, no, yeah.
Right now, Joseph, we're going to get some advice. And me and Michelle are going to stay in our bunker and watch you. I'll finish. But no. When I do what makes you happy, I feel like Ghanaians need to understand or allow themselves to do more things. Because I always share this thing so much that, Charlie, I want to do this thing, but I don't know. Like, I don't know how I'm going. I would do it. I really feel like, what's this person with this thing? Or I want to wear this shoe. This should be me, but Charlie, boys catch me and go laugh me. Or Charlie, I won't buy this thing, but if I buy them, you know, like that anime. So like me personally, I'm an anime person. I won't buy this sword, but you know, boys.
The sword?
I have a sword.
Okay.
Well, I won't download TikTok, but Charlie, if I download down there, boys go like, you about do what makes you, I feel like people need to understand that you can do what makes you happy. Like, for instance, me personally, my nails and shit, I just like the concept of painting nails. Like, I think it's a pretty cool idea.
It doesn't make it any less gay. Sorry, you can't
finish. Hey, Blay.
Sorry.
Blay, do what makes you happy.
Do what makes you happy.
Do what makes you happy, Charlie.
Sorry.
Just do it.
Forgive me.
Just do it. Okay, just like, you want to post that thing.
Yeah.
Do what makes you happy and comfortable. Take the trust key, Oga. Take it. That walking you're going to walk, you know, go source. The Uber you will take. You need to take your lunch money. Just take the trust key, bro. Do your shit, bro.
All right, Fahim, what do you have for us?
He has said it all.
No, he has said it all.
I don't know. See, actually, I was going to say comfortability is key. Comfortability. Comfort is key.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. And then he ended up adding it to the ending and like it has ruined my whole flow.
Yeah.
You know? I feel like a lot of people overlook mental health and like, you know, happiness and stuff. You think, oh, okay, I finish uni, I for do 9 to 5. Like that's how it's supposed to be. But it's not always that it's supposed to be like that. Maybe you have a passion in this, in cooking, in drawing, in singing, in this.
Mm-hmm.
Do that, bro. See how Charlie.
Wait,
Charlie,
your answer was so long.
Charlie, no piss me off, yo. Yo, no piss me off, yo. Yeah, yo. Anyway, so where was I?
You have like different talents. You don't always have to go
in. But like, cause like we have this mentality that okay, when I finish, I'm supposed to do this. Time they go. Kim Paluta, he started music before Sarkodie, but see when he blew. But now he blew.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? That, did you know that?
No,
I didn't. You didn't know that, but now you know who Kim Paluta is. That's the point. You see, it doesn't matter
how
when
old
you
is
start.
He then?
Oh yeah, he's old. But it doesn't matter when you start. You feel me? Once it's your passion and it's your drive, go for it, Charlie. No, take out the money now. The money will come. For real.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, so do what makes you happy.
Just the same you just said the same thing he said.
Bro, in a different way though. Like, yo.
Bro, he's just saying the bottom one.
Charlie, say it one more time. Joseph, hold me. Joseph, hold me.
I won't.
Joseph, hold me.
I will not participate in this.
Like, Joseph, know the hold me. Yo.
Okay. We've actually ended the episode, but the camera has died, so I have to wait for them to be back so I can do a proper outro.
Outro.
Hey. But you guys are still on film.
Pana, 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 pana.
Okay, so this is a brief intermission.
Yeah.
Joseph, you know, charging battery, so.
Not me.
Turn off. Oh, the camera.
No, this just one is mine. On, but these ones are rolling. So. So guys.
How's that feel like?
How's what?
How's that feel like?
This has been Joseph Inti. Inti. We're ending the podcast.
Oh God. You know what? To be fair, that's more entertaining than Inti Dear Being.
Inti Dear Being.
I used to get at GSS a lot.
Joseph Inti Dear Being. Dear Being.
Okay. Inti Dear Being.
That. I'll put it on the skit.
Joseph Inti Dear Being.
Like a drill sergeant.
What is your name, Sergeant? What is your name, Private?
Please shut up.
What's your name?
Shut up. Yeah, guys, that has been our show. Thanks for listening. You know, it's always a good time when Cecilia cry. I want to give. listen, we're going to come back and do the shout outs.
I can't hear you, soldier.
Don't go anywhere.
What is your name?
Hey.
Joseph Inti.
Yeah, man.
Please, I'm finished. Bills, I hear you're a liar. Soldier. They say you are a liar.
They made us do
Who in the friend group? Who in the friend group?
Oh, I have to do it again. Oh, guys, come on. Yeah.
What?
I don't press record. Hey, like, I don't press
record. Okay, okay. Little, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, guys. That has been our episode with Blay and Fahim. Awesome. We will be back to do shout outs.
Yeah, yeah, 1J. 6:30 on the beat.
Day to day, day to day, we be grinding all day, man for just get the paper, yeah, yeah. Oh, we go on, on, I be that guy controller. Me and my G's, we go on, we go cruise, walk on any rover, yeah. I know they rush, yeah, but I don't wanna waste no time. I just did try, cheese, the bag and the city lights. Oh, my mama. Oh, your boy, 2 hour. I be grinding for the paper, praying to the savior. And I know we go conquer it. For the heat, though, move your feet, though. I put my all in the beat, though. When the lights go sweet, like the beat, though. And kaka and kaka, you go pico. Yeah, yeah, I just do my thing, and I don't watch nobody. You see, the sky is the limit. It's too many, they ready, but I don't wanna waste no time. I just want to touch your and vibe, yeah. For this side, it's too nice. The bad energy can be my vibe. That be why I say we go on, on. I be that guy controller. Me and my G's, we go on. We go Chris Wag on any rover.
All right, guys, now it's time for us to get into our latest person that we're featuring on Q Music, okay? So on this episode of Q Music, we're going to be featuring Tommy Wah. Tommy Wah is, he describes himself as like a folk music person, you know? I first discovered him somewhere in like 2017, 2018. He was doing this thing called like a living room tour. Well, basically, if you give him permission, he comes to your living room. He'll sell like tickets, like maybe like 15 people, 20 people. And my friend Kwesi Ape, who, he's an American out, New York. He invited Tommy Wah to do a show in his living room, and that's how I discovered him. And, you know, he just has such a great voice. And so, ladies and gentlemen, on this episode of Q Music, we give you Tommy Wah.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Q Music.
Feels like a sacrifice, living this modern life. We're blinded by city lights, so show me the stars tonight. It's somewhere.
What does the Wa in your name stand for?
It's so the full name is just, it doesn't stand. I mean, the meaning, literal meaning is come. But my full name is Oluwa Tomiwa. And what that means is God has brought me. Yeah, God has visited you, or God with us, basically. So it's Oluwa Tomiwa, but for shortness as Tommy and Wa with the Yoruba sign. On it, it's just like to establish Yorubaness, I guess.
Did you make that your stage name or your artist name because of what it means, what it stands for?
No, not necessarily. My dad was like, hey, this is cool. This looks cool. Use it. My dad actually.
Oh, he chose your name.
Yeah, yeah.
Is your dad very involved in your artistry?
Very much. As much as I allow him. But he wants to be more.
What
involved.
Has he tried to influence?
I mean, he gives me thumbs up for my rhythm, for my choice of melody. or the choice of word. He is like, this is a classic, this is not a classic. Mm. He influences my dressing to some point. It's
your
like,
dressing?
You need to wear tighter stuff, like not fitting stuff, you know?
Okay,
like,
I was going to ask you like who your style inspiration is, because it's very eclectic.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't dress like me, but he at least gives me advice that don't wear bogus stuff. Like, just try and be nice. Yeah.
I see. Okay, so I see you play the guitar.
Yeah.
Are there other artists who play the guitar that has like inspired you, that you take inspiration from?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, who are they?
Keziah Jones. John Mayer is like everybody on everybody's list, mm-hmm. usually. Gary Clark Jr. Like
Junior. Yes, yeah, yes. Oh, Gary yeah. He did the Stevie Wonder tribute with Beyonce and Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
He's great.
Yeah,
you guys look alike a little bit.
I mean, the scruffiness now. Well, yeah, like one of us is married to a supermodel.
Okay. Very subtle. Yeah. Somewhere Only We Go was inspired by like traveling and exploring. What is the best? Because I saw an interview where you said, or I read somewhere that you said you and your friends travel around Ghana quite a lot. Where have you been to in Ghana that you love the most, and what do you love about the place?
I mean, the most is very hard, but like places that I've grown a stronger attachment to in recent years has been Akosombo. And like there are certain spots in Akosombo, but like for the sake of the project, there was one of the, like, it's called Island 69. Wink, wink. But it's a great place. Like it helps. So like you get to Akosombo, you cross the Adomi Bridge, and then you get to the riverbank, and there's a boat that picks you. But the feeling you get immediately you get on the boat, crossing the river to the island, is just mentally detaching from all the stress and struggle of, you know, where we're coming from. And you get to the island and there's this like unification all of you have, that you have done a journey together, and like you guys can talk to each other more freely, more vulnerably, more, you see each other as just pals, you know?
The vibe you're creating is very, like, it's similar to the tone that the project sets. And I saw that you put on Instagram that you made a film and then you created the soundtrack to the film. Can you talk about that? Is the EP really the soundtrack to the film that you made?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I mean, talk about that.
I mean, speaking to my background in photography and visuals, right? I write most of my songs. I write, like, there's already a video in my mind for it. Like, and I've written two films in my mind. So Summer Only We Go was that feeling. It was easy. God Loves When You're Dancing already had a video idea, man. Namoni Remain idea, idea day. So yeah, like I always imagine my music with film. And I'm so thankful that we're able to like create a befitting film to that music that like just made everything. We shot the films after the songs, but we already knew, we didn't drift much from the idea of what the visuals were supposed to be.
Yeah. What's the creative idea behind the video for God Loves When You're Dancing? I saw you wearing like a girl's dress.
Right. Funny, this is the only place I would say it, but it's so during the recording process for God Loves Me and Dancing, there were my producer would be like, give us all the vocals was mine totally. Okay. And like I would have to sing like a church girl, like the woman fellowship people, the like men fellowship, the choir. Uh-huh. I imitated all those voices
for the backing
vocals, for like even some expression, the leading vocals and stuff. Mm-hmm. And like I come from that evangelical system, and hence when I do a video, I try to represent everything I could as much as I could. So there was a Ghana schoolboy.
I saw that. I was like, are you trying to do the Ghana school color?
Yeah. There was a Ghana schoolboy. There was my father's clothes, which I wore. Mm-hmm. There was the pastor, which my father is, or like even through that like system, there was the church girl, the evangelical auntie Nkechi, or whatever you want to call her. So there was all this aspects which I just tried to emulate. Normally, I would tell other people to come and dance and do that, But again, I'm on Nicky Lam.
Okay, so I want you to sing
yeah.
a song off of the EP.
Like, this is me quickly deciding what I want to sing. Hi, my name is Tamiwa, and I'm a singer-songwriter, folk musician, Nigerian, living in Ghana. And yeah, I just released an EP called Somewhere in the Rigo. And yeah. Sitting down with friends, whilst they cheer to the night. And you're wondering why things haven't been going right. Following your shadows, but it's a dark time. For I know right after the darkness comes the light. Keep on keeping on. Hold on. Keep on keeping on. Hold on. Hold on still.
Life is life. It takes you anywhere to wants to. Keep your head down. We might just learn a thing or two. Open your eyes. There's a garden life. Keep planting those dreams. Seeds that never die. Stop fighting those tears. Let them flow. Blowing in the wind, there's an answer. So I'm told. So I'm told. Keep it, keep it low. Hold on.
So you know what it is, it's time for us to get into our shout outs. So I want to shout out Asante underscore Brown, who says that he started listening to all our episodes from season one. And I said, hey, what a great undertaking. Hey, Mr. Oyegigi, what a great undertaking to go all the way from season one. And it got me thinking that maybe I should do that too. Yeah. I think I want to go back and listen to what I sounded like. Cause if you think about it, I think I was like 26, 25 around the time. Yeah. I was young, and I just want to see like what I was giving. What was I thinking about? Because a lot of people used to say, I give great advice back then when we're doing like that COVID era where we did a Loveless Analysis. And I just don't think that I was all that bright. I feel like I'm in my brighter years now, but I don't know what it is. But anyway, guys, the second person that we want to shout out is Inistag Bor. Inistagbor. Girl. Oh, her name is here. Inis Fafali Tagbo. Oh, okay. Inis Fafali Tagbo is doing, what did she say she was doing? Let me see. Said, hi, Joseph. I use Sincerely Accra for my media criticism assignments, and I just thought to share with you. It's a great piece. Kwame has read it and he says it's great. I haven't read it yet, but you know, Kwame has very high standards. Kwame says you're going to get an A. So Inis, you're going to get an A. And when I read it, I'll let you know what I think. Shout out to you guys. Okay. So Asante underscore Brown and Inis Fafali Tagbo. Thank you so much, guys, for showing us love. Don't forget, guys, we come out every 2 weeks, and on Spaces, we are there every 2 weeks. Usually the week in which we don't drop, we're on Spaces that Thursday. Okay, so keep checking for us. I want to give a quick shout out to my co-creator, producer, and friend for 8 years, Mr. Kwame Asante Ofori. And a quick shout out to the Gold Coast Report. That's a GCR network. Yes, indeed. My name is Josephine T. This has been the Sincerely Accra podcast. If you made it this far, you are in love with us. Okay, follow, subscribe, follow us everywhere, engage, because we always want to know what you're thinking. And if you have a dilemma that you need help with, send us a DM and we might be reading yours and giving you answers on the podcast. We love you over here. We're going to love you and leave you and catch you on the next one. My name is Josephine T and you have been entertained. Check for us because it's always a good time on Sincerely Accra. Bye. Your sister's another than me, I've been in the other.
Back in the days, me homie, OGB and Awabu. Timi Bisano, Rab, Dana, 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 Wayestram, was swooping in a bed. He went to Lagos to get rich, hustle hard, make he pick. Then deportam 83, one for shit. Agenda Ghana must go, but man be who they do, no be who do some. A brand so cacred no one's too gruesome. To make a move, you for move on. Till this shit me dream, shit. Or Jenny cut out on credits, not on their brothers. I said to go down the moon. And so to talking pain and lessons, gain and blessings. The women, the children, and now I get it. My MMT, shit. Or brand a colony, yeah. I'm at that age and the craze, but the Hennessy's cheaper than therapy. Friday then I link boys, Coco ne mame joy, and mame ni swam in koi, me rea ma tipo rejoice, finding myself in a story shed. Everybody needs somebody who's always there, and come back in the sort of shed. You'd full exuberance, teen trinity. Or I go calm you down, my BBC. I'm sorry, mama, na mi nim tea. Alcohol, no be food, I drink gin tea. Two whiskey, cocoa crown fry. The weight I place on my shoulders, Jobo crown swat. Yami shan ni paka kriye biya, no be crown pwa. Uhun to sa kwa. And so in here, 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 in
here, in here, in here, in here, in here, in here, in here, in here, in here, in here, in here, in here, in here, in here, in here, in here, in here, in here, in here, in here, in here, in here, in here, in here, in here, in here,
has been a Gold Coast Reports production.